AMD positions itself as a platform power in the AI era. AMD's 2025 Financial Analyst Day on Tuesday was not about trying to outshout NVIDIA on speeds and feeds. It was about resetting how investors, customers, and partners think about AMD's role in the AI era. The company presented itself not as a niche challenger or opportunistic second source, but as a structurally important scale platform player in a compute market it now sizes at $1 trillion. This repositioning came through in three core themes. First, data center AI now sits firmly at the center of AMD's growth model, not as an adjunct to CPUs or gaming. Second, its competitive edge is framed as breadth plus openness. CPUs, GPUs, DPUs, FPGAs, NPUs, interconnect, packaging, and systems tied together by open software and industry standards. Third, AMD is leaning hard on its execution story, arguing that the operational discipline that transformed the company over the last decade is now a durable, repeatable advantage. In effect, Financial Analyst Day served as CEO Lisa Su and her leadership team statement that they have successfully navigated significant transitions before, that they have delivered on those commitments, and that they are now positioned to lead, not chase, in the next chapter of accelerated computing and AI. Competing with NVIDIA through openness and scale, a central thread throughout the event was AMD's decision to compete with NVIDIA without trying to become NVIDIA. Management did not pretend that this is a level playing field today. NVIDIA still commands the richest AI software stack and default mindshare. Instead, AMD emphasized a system level and ecosystem level value proposition. Su underlined that AMD now offers the broadest portfolio of leadership compute engines and technologies and is uniquely positioned to power the next generation of high-performance and AI computing. That message matters because it shifts the conversation from isolated accelerators to complete AI factories. AMD is selling EPYC CPUs that already anchor a significant portion of hyperscaler and enterprise infrastructure needs. AMD is ramping Instinct accelerators along an annual cadence and is integrating Bensando DPUs and advanced networking to move data efficiently. AMD is extending Infinity Fabric and advanced packaging across the stack and is offering rack-scale systems that can be integrated into existing environments without forcing customers into a closed ecosystem. The competitive framing is deliberate. While NVIDIA leads with a vertically integrated, proprietary stack, AMD is betting that a growing set of hyperscalers, sovereign AI initiatives, and large enterprises want a second platform that performant, modular, standards-based, and resistant to lock-in. AMD is not trying to clone CUDA. It is trying to win with openness, interoperability, and credible scale. Data center AI as a growth engine. Data center AI was presented as the economic and strategic engine of that platform. AMD's long-term financial targets signal just how central this segment has become. Management outlined ambitions for strong multi-year revenue growth at the corporate level, with an even faster trajectory for the data center and an outsized contribution from AI accelerators and systems. Those targets assume that EPYC continues to gain server CPU share, that Instinct accelerators and rack-level solutions ramp into multi-billion-dollar annualized businesses, and that AI infrastructure buyers increasingly view AMD as a co-equal pillar alongside NVIDIA. This point is not positioned as a purely speculative upside scenario. It is framed as an extension of visible demand from hyperscalers, AI-native companies, and governments that are either already deploying AMD-based clusters or explicitly signaling the need for multi-vendor AI strategies. By tying aggressive growth and margin goals directly to data center AI, AMD is making a clear statement to investors and customers that it will invest ahead of demand, secure supply, align with open standards, and commit long-term to being one of the foundational compute platforms of the AI era. The breadth of AMD's portfolio is the structural lever that supports that claim. Across the day, the company reinforced a straightforward high-level narrative. Suppose you are building AI-centric infrastructure from the cloud to the edge to the endpoint. In that case, AMD can address most of your silicon and many of your system requirements within a coherent technology framework. On the data center side, EPYC CPUs remain a core strength, with strong adoption across major cloud providers and enterprises that want performance per watt and total cost advantages. Instinct GPUs have evolved from aspirational to roadmap-driven, with successive generations improving performance, memory, and efficiency on a predictable cadence. Networking, interconnect, and packaging are no longer afterthoughts, but integrated differentiators that let AMD scale out AI systems without ceding value to third parties. Layered on top of this hardware stack is ROCm and a broader open-source vision intended to narrow the historical gap with NVIDIA by making AMD platforms easier to adopt with mainstream frameworks and tools. While that journey is ongoing, AMD pointed to growing developer and customer engagement as evidence that ROCm and its ecosystem are gaining traction. Extending AI into adaptive and embedded systems, a critical extension of this story, is the role of adaptive and embedded products. Since acquiring Xilinx and Bensando, AMD has increasingly cast physical AI as part of its long-term moat. Here, the company is targeting robotics, industrial systems, automotive communications, and other environments where AI control and connectivity must be tightly coupled, power-efficient, and long-lived. This is a domain where flexibility, safety, determinism, and customization matter as much as peak throughput. AMD's mix of FPGAs, adaptive SoCs, embedded CPUs, and semi-custom capabilities allows it to design silicon platforms that can be tuned to customer workloads in ways standard accelerators cannot always match. NVIDIA's active here too, but AMD's portfolio lets it argue that it can support a continuum of AI deployments, from massive training clusters to domain-specific, safety-critical edge nodes, using shared IP and consistent technology building blocks. That horizontal reach across data center, client, gaming, embedded, and semi-custom is what gives credibility to the trillion-dollar compute narrative. It is not just a slide. It is a way to amortize R&D costs, reuse core technologies like Infinity Fabric and packaging, and position AMD as a long-term strategic partner rather than a point product vendor. Execution, risks, and a road to durable leadership, although AI infrastructure dominated the story. AMD was careful not to portray client and gaming as distractions. Instead, they are cast as complementary pillars that reinforce brand, economics, and the AI narrative. On the client side, AMD highlighted its momentum in AI PCs powered by Ryzen AI, along with broad range of commercial and consumer designs. This is important for two reasons: bringing on-device AI into everyday use cases, supporting the train in the data center, infer at the edge model, and strengthening AMD's position with OEMs and IT buyers who increasingly consider AI capabilities a central selection criterion. In gaming, AMD pointed to its presence in consoles, discrete GPUs, and cloud gaming infrastructure, emphasizing that there are now well over a billion devices on the market powered by its technology. That install base gives AMD a channel for new AI-enhanced experiences and keeps its brand associated with performance and innovation on the consumer side. Together, client and gaming diversify revenue, dampen cyclicality in any one segment, and contribute to the broader perception of AMD as a balanced, resilient franchise rather than a single-product AI trade. Underpinning everything was an emphatic case that AMD has earned confidence in its ability to execute. Lisa Su and her team leaned into the company's transformation over the last decade, from a distressed CPU challenger to a company with leadership products, strong customer relationships, and a solid balance sheet. They underscored AMD's consistent delivery of Zen-based CPU roadmaps, early and effective use of chiplets and advanced packaging, and a successful integration of significant acquisitions as proof points that AMD can manage complexity at scale. Su reinforced a cultural message that when AMD commits to a roadmap, it delivers it. The updated financial model, with its emphasis on attractive margins, disciplined investment, and strong free cash flow, is positioned as a logical continuation of that track record rather than a leap of faith. Other executives echoed this, stressing that capital will be allocated first to technology leadership and supply to support AI growth, while still allowing for shareholder returns and targeted manda. In a subtle but essential way, the company is asking investors and partners to see AMD not simply as a historically cyclical chip vendor, but as an operationally mature platform company that can plan, fund, and execute multi-year AI strategies. At the same time, a credible high-level analysis has to acknowledge where the narrative is still being tested. NVIDIA's software ecosystem, tooling, and developer loyalty remain its most durable moat. AMD's open approach with ROCm and upstream contributions is philosophically aligned with how many hyperscalers and open-source communities want to build. However, it requires relentless attention to performance, stability, framework support, and ease of migration. The targets AMD laid out also depend on tight coordination with foundry partners at advanced process nodes, robust supply chain management, and a geopolitical environment that does not severely disrupt AI component availability or demand patterns. AMD is entering a phase where it must scale multiple complex product lines simultaneously. EPYC multiple instinct generations, adaptive SoCs, DPUs, AI PCs, and semi-custom engagements. The risk is not a lack of opportunity, but strategic and operational sprawl. AMD's own answer is that shared IP, common fabrics, modular design, and tighter integration across businesses reduce this complexity rather than increase it. Whether that holds in practice will be visible quickly in product execution, design wins, and margins. AMD's case for leadership in the AI era viewed from that 5,000-foot vantage point. Financial Analyst Day crystallized AMD's intent to stand shoulder to shoulder with NVIDIA as an architect of the AI era, not simply as the alternative GPU supplier. The company is competing on openness, breadth, and total system value. It is doubling down on data center AI as its growth flywheel, reinforcing it with client and gaming, and extending it into physical and embedded AI. AMD argues that its unified technology stack and disciplined capital allocation enable sustained innovation without sacrificing financial rigor. The pitch to customers and partners is straightforward. AMD offers a scalable, multi-generation roadmap, a robust and expanding ecosystem, interoperability with emerging open standards, and genuine leverage against proprietary lock-in. Moreover, the pitch to investors is that this strategy can translate into durable growth, strong margins, and a defensible position in the highest value segments of the compute market. Given its performance over the past decade, AMD has earned the right to make that case. The next few years, measured in AI racks deployed, ROCm adoption, EPYC share, execution on new accelerators and systems, and consistency against its financial model, will determine whether it fully converts that credibility into lasting system-level leadership in the AI infrastructure landscape. In a nutshell, this is not your grandfather's AMD from 1995. Reproduced with permission, published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via Smart Tech Research. Like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. The technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly Smart Tech Check podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcasts. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.